love me, yeah they love me. First love yourself. For that, and God we trust. Trust me, I don't trust myself. Your jewelry, I get it to no show.
Welcome back to It Is What It Is. This episode is sponsored by Underdog Fantasy. The app is an easy way to make some cash just by making picks on your favorite players. Underdog is available in more than 30 states, including California, Texas, and New York, just to name a few. Make sure to support the show by hitting the link in the bio and downloading the Underdog Fantasy app. They'll also match your first deposit up to $100, and you get a special pick when you sign up. I'm Treasure Wilson, a.k.a. Stat Baby, along with your hosts, Mace and Cam.
What's good, Killer? How you doing, man?
I'm good. How you today, man?
Really good, man. Getting better.
That's what's up. What's up, Stat? How you doing, man?
I'm great. Great.
The money green.
The money green and the gold. You feel me? Yeah.
Look like you was Harlem shaking for a minute.
That's money the Harlem shake. I forgot about that dance.
The money green and the gold.
Yeah. Good day, guys. It's a good day.
Really good day.
Yes. Okay. So, but it's not a good day for Terrell Suggs. I'll tell you that. So Terrell Suggs reportedly pulled out a gun and threatened to kill a man in an argument while at Starbucks. He said he feared for his safety. Thoughts on the whole incident and then this run-in in general. This happened in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Wow. This is pretty interesting because I wouldn't think that Terrell Suggs would do this in Scottsdale, and I know everybody is innocent to proven guilty. However, I'm very happy that he's doing well and the other guy's doing well, because in a city like Arizona or a state like Arizona, in a city like Scottsdale, pretty much everybody got a gun. So I would think that would be the last place for you to flash a gun, especially if you're not using it, because they have this law where you could protect somebody else. Like, so say if you're flashing a gun, somebody else that has nothing to do with it could shoot you trying to protect me. So I thought that was a very dangerous game that he found himself in. I mean, at that point that you felt threatened for your life, he was better off using it than flashing it. That's what I'm basically saying. And I'm happy he didn't use it, but it was very, very dangerous. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You understand that rule?
Yeah.
So it's pretty much probably the same in Florida, but they will not hesitate to use brutal force, pause, in Arizona, especially on a black guy.
It's to me, so I'm dealing with today. I just want to know what Buffer said today.
No, I'm just
asking what Buffer I'm dealing with today. I just see, because you got a lot of personalities. Because if we wasn't on TV right now, you would say, I don't give a fuck what happened to either one of them. But you're very glad that everybody's safe.
I was actually taking a page out of your book. You normally say, this is what Mace was trying to say. So I figured I'd help you out. And you normally say, don't help you. So
I'm glad that everybody's safe as well.
Yeah, if you feel like you gotta flash it, you probably should have used it.
If everybody in that Starbucks that day, I really glad that y'all okay. Mace doesn't care if anybody was okay in that Starbucks personally when nobody's looking. I'm just telling y'all. No, he doesn't care if nobody was okay as long as me and him wasn't hurt. Because I don't care neither, to be honest with you. Look. Personally, and all jokes aside, of course, we're happy everybody's okay.
Yeah.
But look, Terrell Suggs, I don't know him off the field like that, but on the field, he's a pretty wild nigga. And these football niggas got reputations of being wild niggas, some of them. Not all of them, some of them, especially against females. If you ever Google the female brutality of football players against women, it's outrageous. It really is. Secondly, Like Mace said, I don't know how many people are familiar with Scottsdale. I spent some time in Scottsdale myself.
Yeah.
Everybody's situation is different. And I'm not saying that nothing can happen to anybody anywhere. But, and I'm not saying I'm Terrell Suggs either, but Scottsdale is one of them places. First of all, Starbucks, I don't really know a lot of people, and anybody can walk in anywhere, like I said, but life-threatening situations at Starbucks is kind of crazy. And then the one in Scottsdale, I feel real safe in Scottsdale when I go to Scottsdale. Like I said, I don't know if niggas follow you, be where you at. Scottsdale seems like a pretty safe place. Scottsdale, for people that don't know, is not Phoenix. It's the Bel Air or whatever you want to call a Phoenix. It's very nice there. Not a lot of crime and a lot of shit goes on. But hey, at the end of the day, I don't really have much to say. Mace made a great point. I wouldn't pull it. That's not just Phoenix. That's not just gun laws. That's not just whatever. Don't ever pull a gun out nowhere. And don't use it. You know what I'm saying? That kid Benji from Chicago, that story, supposed to be probably the best nigga that ever came out of Chicago, says over 20, 30 different NBA players, and he got shot in high school for pulling out a gun on somebody and not using it, and the other person had a gun. So I agree with Mason. It's just not about gun laws. It's about don't ever pull a gun out unless you're ready to use it, because you never know who else is ready to use theirs and who has theirs on them.
Yeah, and I was thinking about it. Like, what was the conversation that led to you feeling like your life was threatened in Starbucks? Like, how did that go? You're getting coffee, you're getting a bagel, and what happened? Like, was it enough sesame seed, or like what happened to make them so escalate?
Basically, what happened was Suggs, he backed into another vehicle behind him, and then the vehicle had the camera footage and audio of it. So then they both got out the cars and got in an argument, and then like it escalated a little bit. Then I guess he got back in his car because he told him to go away. And then Suggs said, basically threatened that he would kill him, basically got back in his car and flashed his gun out. And then
that was the dumbest thing you could do with your back turned, showing your gun out the car. So what was supposed to happen? Now, if that guy sees the gun and he says, get down and just shoot, then everybody would say, what just happened here?
Right.
You can't do that, man. Killer is right. These football players, man, they got to chill out. Not all football players, but you definitely can't be doing that. And at Starbucks, just because somebody backed into a parking space?
Well, backed into his car.
So Suggs backed into his car.
The other dude's car, yeah.
So he hit his car, and now he wants smoke with him.
Yeah. But he said because of the way the argument went, I guess he feared, he said he felt like he was in a dangerous situation.
He was probably high. You hit my car, and now you're beefing with me. It probably would escalate. If somebody hit your brand new car, and then they're picking out a problem with you, you already got a damaged car. You're really not trying to hit that. This is crazy.
And also, as far as what Cam was saying, I thought Scottsdale was relatively safe too, which I didn't know because I was just there this weekend. Long story short, a fight ended up happening at, you know, a spot, and it was like a whole bunch of dudes like coming out the spot. So me, my instinct, I went behind a black car because I'm like, okay, like I'm not finna like run and stuff like that, but I'm not finna be standing there and everybody else is standing around and watching. And they were like, why did you? Basically asking me, why did I go away? Because in Florida, people are pulling out guns. I'm not finna stand right. I don't need to watch a fight. I'm good. Like, that's not exciting for me.
You don't have your camera out? You're not a part of that generation?
Why
you wanted the camera out?
That's so silly. Like, everybody's seen fights. I got to stand there and watch y'all fight for what? Like, I'm finna go.
You didn't want the TMZ $800 for the video?
Absolutely not. Bump the video, because it was the people performing. Bump the video, bump that. Why would I stand right there and watch y'all fight? And everybody's like, oh, don't worry. People don't pull out guns here.
I was like, you never know until it happens.
And then the next day you hear about Terrell Suggs.
So I was like, okay.
I wanna add a disclaimer to that real quick as far as what you're telling me. It depends on the timeline too. Mm-hmm. Now, if it was over the weekend or the last 5-6 days, it was probably a bunch of people from out of town in Scottsdale because of the NCAA tournament.
Right.
So if it happened in the last 4 or 5 days and it's a bunch of people in town from out of town, you don't know what you're dealing with. But I'm just saying in general, the majority of just when it's a regular time in Scottsdale, it's a pretty safe place.
Yeah.
But so if you got events going on, you don't know.
Yeah, so don't try that on Super Bowl or...
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what I said, because the Scottsdale's locals were like, oh, don't worry. I'm like, even I would worry regardless just because that's, you know, Florida, I'm just used to that. But in addition, I was like, a whole bunch of people are here from out of town. Like, you don't know what could pop off. So don't think just because that means it's cool to go watch the fight.
And Lambo Stat ran behind a black SUV.
Yeah.
Lambo Stat. Like,
I was like, oh,
let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about Arizona. Arizona is not the place to go to jail at, man.
Yeah.
Arizona, them niggas don't play. They, first of all, they got their regular police and they got several different gang units and task force. Like, I had a party in Scottsdale. This may have been 5 years ago. This is probably before COVID. I haven't really been doing a lot of partying or doing shows or whatever since COVID. I'm being very selective. But before COVID, I had a party in Scottsdale. It's early 2019 probably. And I was outside the club and a dude was kind of further away from me. And he was like, Cam Dipset. And you know, for people that don't know, this kind of our sign for Dipset. This isn't really just me, East Coast, our West Coast got this. This is really me, East Coast, but I kind of started that. So somebody like Dipset, so I did this to them. The gang unit, this is outside the club, just ran out of nowhere. Like 7 undercover cops, niggas with the tactical gear on and was like, you throwing up gang signs? I said, no, I'm part of a music group. He said, we seen what you just did with your fingers. I said, bro.
I wish I was there for that.
Yo, bro, I said, yo, I just threw up this is the sign for the group. Now, out here, that's a gang sign. I said, well, I don't know what it means out here. If you ask anybody in the rap community, this is East Side, which means Dipset, same thing. Nah, well, they made a big deal. The niggas I was with, they threatened to take them to jail just for trying to talk to them. The Scottsdale, Arizona police are vicious, and it's gang units because you got to think about it. That's the one state, and don't get me wrong, I tell people keep your ID on you no matter where you're at. But that's the one state, if you don't have your ID, you're definitely going to jail. And they'll figure it out from jail because they got a lot of immigrants there from Mexico. So they're really big on immigration, gang unit, task force, all type of shit, man. This was just outside the club saying, throw a nigga Dipset, what's up, man? I was had to sit on the floor, sit on the curb for 25 minutes, run my shit and all that. And I just was telling the nigga, what's up?
It's Scottsdale's for you. They're not playing. And their jails are so they have the inmates outside and you have to wear pink all day. It's a pink jumpsuit.
Yeah, their jumpsuits are pink. And it's 120 in the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they used to complain and they was like, you know what? I asked the guy, why do y'all do that? He said, we want to make sure you never come back to jail. You never get in trouble in Arizona again.
It worked, so. Okay. So, moving along, the Kings G League coach Lindsey Harding will interview for the Hornets head coaching job. She could be the first woman to get an NBA head coaching job. So, one, what is you guys' opinion on the state of the Hornets? And then, what do you guys think about her potentially getting the job?
I'm going to let Cam go first on this. Pause. What do you think, Killer? Mm. Lindsey Harden getting the job.
Y'all both thinking.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
First of all, it's good that she's getting the interview. I say that. But I don't know much about the Hornets, pardon me, the G League, the team that she was coaching. Like, I don't really, I haven't been to know with the Kings G League to see how good the Kings G League are. If they like champions or did they win? I don't fucking know. You know, I have no idea. But I'll say this. Some people, I don't know, like Ann Wolf, for people that don't know Ann Wolf, she's a former boxer who's now a boxing trainer. And she gets a lot out of her fighters, the fighters that she does train. You know, I don't know if they go hard for her because it's more of a mother, tough-ass mother figure or whatever else. But I really have no idea what to say about it because besides that I'm happy she's getting the interview because I don't know her resume, to be honest with you. I didn't pay attention to what her resume is. Secondly, it's definitely going to be an adjustment in the locker room if, it, say, she does get the job.
Yeah.
Because I remember the first referee, female referee, years ago, and it was, you know, they kind of, players, I remember Chris Paul in general, and right now in general off the top of my head. There was other players too, but I remember Chris Paul, her first game, she refereed one of Chris Paul games, and Chris Paul was like, you don't know what the hell you're doing. Yelling in her face because I guess she made a call that Chris Paul didn't like. Sometimes, look, it builds morale sometimes it's like, what is this lady doing the fuck in here, man? So I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Pardon me if I'm pondering while I'm talking to y'all because I'm thinking about it. It could be good to be bad. Look, Greg Popovich had a female assistant until she left and went to the WNBA.
Becky Hammon.
She coaches the Aces, right?
Yeah.
So she won 2 championships leaving Greg Popovich. Now, this was Becky Hammon, and you asking me about her coaching Charlotte. I'm going to say she got the resume for it. She got NBA experience. She's a 2-time champion in the WNBA, and I could go a little bit more for her resume. I don't know Lindsay's resume that well to make a decision right now. But it's good to show diversity and at least get an interview.
This is an interesting topic. It seemed like this is a growing mindset that I see growing as society evolves. I'm not sure if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but you are asking me the question. I'm really never in favor of, this might be a whirlwind of a statement, but I'm never in favor of women leading men. It don't matter what it is. So that's
why are you looking at me? You're like, never in favor.
Me personally, that's just my own. I was just brought up traditionally, just like with values that they've been very instilled in me, and I try to stick to those values. I think she could do a great job. Not that she's not capable of it. I just don't think women are supposed to be leading men. I'm waiting for you to move on from there.
Oh, nah, I kind of disagree with that. It depends on what it is. But Mace, I get where Mace is coming from, too. Certain people would never have that.
Yeah.
Me?
I'm a part of that group, you know?
No. Yeah, you, my grandfather, my uncle, a few of y'all niggas. it would never happen. Yeah. But for me personally, whatever's going to maximize my dollar, I'm in favor for. that's just me. You know what I'm saying?
I'm for liberation. I'm for, you know, the growth of a woman. I'm for all of those things. I'm just not for that particular piece.
No, I dig it. And I understand where you're coming from, but I'm just can't personally. I know you got your opinion, I got mine. My opinion is whatever maximizes my dollar, I'm in favor for. Look, the Queen of Harlem, Stephanie St. Clair. Stephanie St. Clair, she ran Bumpy Johnson in them niggas. Whatever year, the 40s, 50s, whatever that was, she's the queen of heroin. All them work for her. All the toughest niggas the niggas like to bring up, Frank Lucas, Nicky Barnes, Bumpy Johnson, they all underneath her. I mean, Nicky and them came later, but she was running the whole heroin racket in Harlem and almost 100-something joints ago, 80 years, however long ago it was, but they didn't care because that was maximizing they died. These are, we don't talk about her, mm-hmm. and that's what Mace is kind of talking about. It's kind of like, man, sweetheart under the rug, call the niggas who's putting the work in. And that's how certain men are raised traditionally. And I get it, but me personally, if it's going to maximize my dollar, look, I was signing the Epic Records years ago. The president was Polly Anthony. You know, she didn't do the best job when I was there, but she had a bunch of niggas who was underneath the roster during her tenure there, and it ran smoothly. So I get where Mace is coming from, but for me personally, whatever's going to maximize my dollar, I'm for. But I get where he's coming from.
Yeah,
I'm just not of that mindset. I'm just of the mindset of what are we getting out of it?
And then just to add to that for people who are watching, so she was the number one pick by the Phoenix Mercury in the 2007 WNBA draft. She basically had a 10-year career, and she became the only woman head coach in either the NBA or G League when she started coaching the Sacramento Kings G League team. My follow-up question, because I know you guys were saying you don't know her resume, Dawn Staley did previously, you know, try out for head coaching job, didn't get it.
Yeah.
If it was Dawn Staley, would you be for it, or you're still just like, no?
Oh, Cam would be for it. Cam, we know Cam would be for it. Because if it makes a dollar, to me, I'm of that mindset that women, there's powerful women everywhere. There's anointed women. There's great women. But that's not the structure that I see in my brain. You know, my brain, I'm not wired like that. So that's just it.
Me personally, if it's Dawn Staley, I'm with that. You know why? Because Dawn Staley looked like she's relatable to me. If I could vibe with you and we could talk and we on the same accord, I don't look at it as a sexist thing. You know what I'm saying? Where it goes south at is when you start having sex with them. Then feelings get involved and it starts getting emotional. If you keep sex out the building, if you keep sex out of it, then shit it goes smooth. And as much as Dawn Staley is a beautiful woman, fly lady, dope as fuck, I wouldn't be sexually attracted to her. I would look at her more as one of my homeboys. And I'm not saying she's a guy, nothing like that. Very, very nice looking lady. But when I see her with the Louis Vuitton on, I'm more like, yeah, nigga, fuck is yeah. I would swipe the jacket, wipe, brush her shoulder off. Yeah, coming in with that Louis, huh? Let's get to work. I get that vibe from Dawn Staley. To me personally, I don't look at her as a feminine female coach. She's not going to come in there with heels on. And I'm not saying any of these ladies are. I'm just saying if I'm going off the eye test, I'm going to get like I can vibe with Dawn Staley. I won't have a problem with that.
So when the game is over and guys got their towels on and they're walking around naked, how do you protect that as the coach? Because coach, that's a part of the interaction with the players. What do you say about that?
I said that when we first started talking about this topic, I said it would definitely have to be an adjustment in the locker room. Yeah. That was the first thing I said.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Yeah. I don't know how that would work. That's a great question, but that was the kind of how I let the segment
like,
off.
Let's go. Where we going tonight? And she's looking like.
Yeah. Yeah, like, look, let me give you an example.
You don't think it does?
They'll just do their thing. Assistant coach or whatever, they're going to be men's in there. And then when they're ready, they'll bring her in. Kind of at the Colorado game, like we were all in the locker room. I'm not seeing nobody walking around like.
Okay. Yeah, and it's like for me, Dawn Staley, like, yo, put your shit on, nigga, fuck out of here. Like, we're homegirl.
Yeah.
if y'all ever watched The Wire, my homegirl Snoop, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Snoop from The Wire. You know, we hang out and shit. We hung out in the club before. Somebody tried to give her a hug, like, and kiss her on the cheek. Like, yo, what up? And I'm not comparing Dawn Staley to
Snoop.
Yeah,
I was about to say.
I'm just saying. No, I'm just telling you that's the demeanor I get. I'm not saying I'm not comparing her to Snoop. But she might be Snoop, a coach of women's basketball, because she killing niggas. So when I say that like somebody tried to come over and give Snoop a hug and kiss on the cheek, and she pushed the nigga off. Nigga, fuck is wrong with you, bro? Fuck is you trying to hug me for? I look like one of them niggas. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm not comparing her to that, but I'm just saying some people don't give off that energy. And, you know when a girl trying to flirt with you or trying to, you know, give you them puppy eyes or give you one of them looks that, and, you know, seems like she's flirting. I wouldn't get that from Dawn, me personally.
And then another player, former NBA player Ben McLemore, was arrested Tuesday and booked on accusations of first-degree rape and other sex crimes. So, one, how do you guys feel about the situation and all of these players recently who've been getting in trouble?
What's second-degree rape? What's third degree? Because when you say first degree, I'm not that well versed.
I don't know second and third, but it just says he's facing first degree rape and first degree unlawful sexual penetration, which are felonies.
So yeah, he's definitely not quoting him, but charging him with something that's really serious. Yeah. This is not play. And Ben McLemore, is that the guy? He used to play for the Sacramento Kings. Yeah. Wow. This is not good. This is totally not good. Because somebody like him, he was supposed to have a really good career as an NBA player. So what city is this in? I was looking at the name. It just seemed like I didn't know where that city was.
Yeah, I don't even know how to say that. Let me search.
He went in one of them towns. He was in that
Oregon.
He was in that Get Out.
Oregon.
He was in that Get Out. You could hear the name of that city. Try to pronounce it.
You try to pronounce it.
You the one went to school for journalism. We're rappers.
Ah, I mean, you're great with words.
Okay. Speak it in syllables. Clackamas, Oregon. Clackamas. That's not good.
I don't.
To
know.
All of the students that went to school with Stat is on TV and can't pronounce Clackamas.
To be fair, a lot of journalists have phonetic spelling out for words that are difficult.
All right.
I don't got no phonetic spelling or a teleprompter telling me what to say, so.
Oh, man. Oh, this is just not good, no matter where it happens at. For a guy that's an NBA player, it doesn't seem like they're going after money. It seemed like they're really trying to get some justice, and I prefer that when people, if they feel like they're wrong, that they try to do something about it, not just get money from it. Because that's all I'll say. Because people be taking my clips and making it mean other things. I got to watch what I say. Yeah. I just heard that when I was about to talk about this.
That's what they supposed to do.
Yeah, man.
When you're on fire.
Yeah, this is.
What I'll say about this is real quick is that, first of all, I don't, you know, and when it comes to rape, snitching, shit like that, I don't prove nobody guilty until they're guilty. I use the old school phrase, innocent until proven guilty, because once you're locked into this or you're convicted, you're a registered sex offender.
Yeah, that's not good, man.
Yeah, you got to tell the town you moved into town. You can't be 200 feet within an elementary school. You got to change your jogging direction, whatever you're doing. That shit is a real, real thing. So, that's what I say first. Secondly, what I say is this to all these athletes out there, and not just athletes, entertainers, people in the public eye, and not necessarily even the public eye, but just people in the public eye for this particular statement that I'm about to say.
Mm-hmm.
When they want to fuck with you, meaning the media, they will fuck with you, bro. I haven't heard shit about your career. You've been in the NBA since 2013. I ain't hear about you as a basketball player. I ain't hear you had a good night one night. And maybe I missed a few nights. I'm not going to lie. But you ain't never been one of them ones. Yeah. You ain't never been like, oh, what's Ben McLemore doing or whatever his last name is. You ain't been, but you got a rate now. You had your headline. Not only that, he hasn't even been in the NBA in 2 years. He's playing a professional league in Spain.
Mm.
So therefore, they're making a story out of you, and you don't even play in the NBA no more. You've been out for 2 years, 2.5 years. It's going on 3 years. You haven't even been in the NBA. So that goes to show when they need a headline or they need a story, they will make you the story. No matter how good or bad you are, you are a former NBA player, so now you're news. Because there probably wasn't much other news going on. So athletes, entertainers, people in the public eye, don't put yourself in these situations unless you, I mean, you, and don't get me wrong, no disrespect to the female or anything. If that happened, then that's fucked up and it needs to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But at the end of the day, if the shoes are on the foot, like, it ain't even go down like that. Be careful of the situations you put yourself in because now you're news. You haven't been news. We haven't been caring what's going on with you. Nobody knew you was in Spain. Nobody knew you was over there. But now niggas know. Be careful. And make better decisions.
And actually,
me personally, I just not.
Go ahead, Kevin. Yeah.
That was a great question, Mace. What's the degrees of rape? Because we knew somebody that was accused of rape, and it wasn't done physically, it was mental. It was one of them, if you don't do this, then I'm going to tell people this. And da da da, and I didn't know it in high school that that was rape.
Yeah,
I was saying it wasn't fit. I didn't know. And you know, when you're in high school, I'm thinking to myself, and not realize it's the '90s. I'm sitting there saying to myself, "Well, should he be in trouble for talking out of it?" But that's a law.
Yeah,
that's a law too. You have to be careful, even if it's no physical damage done. If you mentally mind fuck them, so to speak, and that may not be the right term to use, but I use it for the time being, and tell them, yo, you better do this or else. That's a rape also for people that don't know that.
Yeah, and that's why I keep saying, yeah, because you're educating them on what exactly is taking place. When I look at this, they're saying that, according to the news, he's actually, this case was sealed. It was actually sealed, so they wasn't even trying to put it out there. I guess whoever got the news started running with it because the court case had the document sealed, and he was supposed to. But once they got the information, they put it out there and even put his court case out there like July 1st or something. He's going to be in court. So whoever got this was doing very nasty work.
Any final thoughts?
No, so his lawyer was doing his job trying to keep the indictment sealed.
Yeah, it's definitely like
until they got to the bottom of it. But, you know, rape is just one of those things. It seemed like today that people are just calling rape. I think, and I think anytime somebody does rape somebody, this is a serious matter and it should be prosecuted at the fullest extent of the law. However, they need to start making a law for people that, like, just maliciously say that somebody raped them. Because what that does for artists, what it does for sports, just anybody, it messes up a person's entire life. Because if somebody say this about you, if it's not true, it's going to mess your whole life up, whether it's true or not. And they need to put something there to protect both citizens, men and women.
Okay. On that note, we're going to go to break. And when we return, we will discuss the Ringer's top 30 players. Don't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm. She called this thing about us toxic. 4 years and counting. Got you feeling like an option. Maybe I'm my own problem, babe. She tired of hearing, I don't know. My stubborn in me won't fall, oh, oh. Dealing with this thing called trust. But she really thinking about
she
us.
She wanna be free.
Why am I in this woman?
Welcome back. Now let's get into our underdog fantasy picks of the day. The Warriors will play the Blazers. Underdog fantasy has Steph Curry at 6 first points. Do you have him higher or lower, Mace?
Higher is Portland. Portland, he's going to have more to say.
Okay.
I'm going to go higher as well.
Draymond Green is at 7.5 rebounds. Do you have him higher or lower, Cam?
Higher.
Higher.
Okay, and DeAndre Ayton is at 12.5 rebounds. Them higher or lower, Mace?
If he gets out of the snow, is it still snowing in Portland?
No, the air mattress.
Air mattress. I'm going lower. Pause. I'm going lower.
I'm roughly going lower. He's an underachiever. I'm not fucking with that nigga.
Okay, download the Underdog Fantasy app and you can make your picks too. So the Ringer updated their top 30 players. I'm going to read the first 10 and I'm curious on you guys' thoughts and if you guys would rank it the same way. So right now they have Jokic at 1, Luka at 2, Giannis at 3, then SGA, Embiid, Kawhi, Jason Tatum, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, and lastly, Anthony Davis. One, what is you guys' thoughts on this list? And is there anybody on this list that you feel like should not be on this list?
They said that they updated the 30?
Yeah, their top 30.
But you only named about
how... I named their top, the first 10.
Oh, okay.
The 30 is a lot.
Oh, yeah. I definitely don't agree with Ringer. Ringer, listen. I hate when people try to paint a narrative that's not conclusive, and it leaves out very pertinent information. There's no way you got a top 30 players and you don't have Ja Morant in it. It's absolutely, what's the word I'm looking for? Asinine. It's asinine that you don't have Ja Morant in that
group. But they might just mean for this season, Murder, because they said it's updated. I don't know. I'm not co-signing them, but I'm just saying. Let's go based off the fact that it's this season.
Okay, if it's this season, then I could go with that. Okay. But I got to keep Ja alive. Ja was acquitted. It was self-defense, killer. The nigga threw the ball like a baseball, and Ja corrected him about it.
The thing about it was Ja was never in trouble with the NBA like that. That was just a part of... You know, son, they tacked on his jacket. He was in trouble with the NBA for keep flashing them pistols.
Yeah, Ja ain't have a pistol in months now. He's been cool. He haven't been shooting. He haven't been showing no guns. He wasn't at Starbucks.
The whole thing about it is, it ain't about Ja. Ja would be playing. Ja got hurt. And there's an NBA for Ja ain't playing right now. Ja's hurt. Ja would be playing if he wasn't hurt. He been stopped being suspended.
So you agree with Ringer's top 30 list?
What's those last five people stat?
Yeah, so the last five, we got Kawhi, Jason Tatum, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Anthony Davis.
I'm taking Anthony Davis out and putting LeBron James on there. I'm taking it out. So I'm taking Anthony Davis out. Why is Anthony Davis on the top 10 list ahead of LeBron James? That's crazy. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's real. That's ridiculous. That's good.
And can
that's
I just ridiculous. Add super quick?
I wouldn't have Kawhi above LeBron.
So they actually have LeBron at 12th. So it's Anthony Davis, then Devin Booker, then LeBron.
Yeah, I wouldn't have Kawhi ahead of LeBron. I'm just saying that we're going from this year, like Cam said. Are we going by this year or not? Because if we're going by this year.
It says updated, so we're going to narrow it down and keep it to this season. Yeah,
then there's no way that you have Kawhi above LeBron. I don't have Kawhi above LeBron. In fact, I wouldn't even have Kevin Durant above LeBron if we're going on this season alone. I think LeBron has been having a phenomenal year. So y'all know I'm not hating on LeBron. I give credit where credit is due. He's had a few great, outstanding games, and I can't say the same for everybody else. The other two names that we named. And I love Kevin Durant is one of my favorite players.
Yeah, I can agree with that. LeBron James is having a sensational season, especially with Anthony Davis being out. Whenever he's out, other players playing well and not playing well. You know, we got to realize before the trade deadline came, D'Angelo Russell was almost on a buffet. They had him out.
Yeah.
So they go figure out what y'all want to do with him. They just couldn't figure out a trade. He's been playing decent since the trade deadline, but at the end of the day, not decent enough to get them out the ninth seed or eighth seed, whatever seed they end up in when everything's said and done in the next couple of days. So, yeah, LeBron, I agree with Mason's sentiment. The bigger picture to me in this list that we're naming is that the first five, none of them are from America. And this is what I'm talking about. The first five players, none of them are from America. And this is what I'm saying. The game done went worldwide. Yeah. Ain't one nigga from America in that top five list. That's a fact on their list. And I'm not mad at the top five. I'm not mad at it at all. Mm-hmm. If you look at the top five, not one nigga is from America. If you want to throw Joel Embiid in there because, you know, he's playing for America in Olympic school, that man is African. He's not from America. So the game has grown. It's evolving. It's not just our sport anymore. It's a worldwide sport. So where now niggas is coming over here taking this thing more serious than American players. And you got Luka, you got the Joker, you got Giannis,
yep.
You got SGA, and you got Embiid. I'm not mad at that list. I'm not mad at that team. Imagine that five against whoever America want to put up when we're talking about how niggas is thinking about changing the All-Star game around and making it international versus America. That five is crazy.
Yeah.
That five, Luka and SGA in the backcourt, then you got Giannis and the Joker and Embiid. Yo, listen, that's a dangerous five. So I'm not mad at the top five. That's why I asked you more about who's at the bottom five of the top 10. I'm not mad at the top five. LeBron James would definitely be. I don't know where to place him, but I agree with Mason's assessment as having a better year, definitely than AD. Reason maybe Kawhi is because of their record, but Kawhi got a bunch of help on the team as well. And Kevin Durant, you got Booker, you got Beal, and you got decent weapons that we thought were going to help out on the bench. I'm not mad at Mace putting them above both of them for this particular season. But
yeah.
I'm not mad at the top five neither. The top five, I like their top five. And that's you can argue with whoever you want to put in there, but America, step the fuck up because you see where this is going, right? Do you see where this is going?
It's going light skin because the next five is mainly light skin. It's Jason Tatum, Stephen Curry, Anthony Davis, Devin Booker. This probably explains a lot. This is not a dark skin league no more, killer, like we grew up in. It's really light skin and they balling. I'm not going against them. I'm just saying this is what I'm giving good commentary.
Yeah, I ain't really looking to the skin tone because Joel Embiid is black as a motherfucker. But I'm more looking at to where niggas is learning how to play, where they're learning to play basketball at.
Mm-hmm.
You're learning, so this means what they're teaching over there in Europe is translating and being better than what they're teaching in America. Especially Canada. It's so many Canadian players that we don't even talk about that may be role players on teams. But Canada just coming down here like Drake and Justin Bieber. Just coming here taking shit over when they want to take it over. You know?
They're not going to school. They're going to basketball school. So they whole day in school is basketball. They're probably not even doing math. They're just for a second period is bounce pass. Third period is jump shots. You know what I'm saying? Like they have basketball schools overseas. Like over here, you have to go to class and then you gotta pass your classes to play. I believe some of the schools over there are just like that, killer. They just playing all day. So, you know, with more reps, you get better. That's how they caught
them. I'm not privy. Yeah, that's why you're the expert. I'm not privy to that information. But if that's the case, I dig it. But whatever's going on, it's translating over here. And it's not looking good for America. So if Mace is correct on what he's saying, you're right.
Yeah.
So especially college, and that's why a lot of niggas started skipping college. Because, look, you got to pass your ACT or your SAT. Mm-hmm. Then you got to go to college and get good grades and be eligible to play. And niggas is like, I just want to pass four classes. and gym. That was my whole shit during the whole high school. I just need four classes and gym.
You're like, why I got to pass all of this? I'm going to play basketball. I'm not going to school. And yeah, we're saying exactly. To the kids, you should go to school. But I think Luca was a pro at 15 years old, if I'm correct. Yes, he was a pro at 15 years old. He haven't even finished school. He was already playing all day.
Yep, this is a fact. Luca been a pro since 15 years old.
And then I want to get you guys' reaction to this dunk that had happened. So Torrey Craig and Andre Drummond missed an alley-oop dunk in the Bulls game versus the Knicks. What did you guys think of the failed attempt? And if you were the coach, because, you know, the Bulls did end up losing that game, what would you tell the two players?
This is a sensitive topic because I know my boy Sin is watching this. You said, so if this was the New York Knicks?
No, the Bulls. So, like, they ended up losing the game after they went for the dunk and failed terribly.
I'm going to let Killer go first on this because I don't really like Drummond and them. So
what?
No, I really don't. I don't like
I'm looking
Bulls.
At this shit now. I'm about to look at it now so I can give my the right opinion.
Not as a personal. Anthony Drummond.
Andre Drummond.
Andre Drummond. That's the big man. He be trying to play guard all the time. That's what I don't like. He be trying to bring the
we
ball
interviewed
up.
Him, remember?
Yeah. I didn't like when he was playing like that. Pause. I like him as a person.
All right. I see what happened. I see what happened here.
Oh, my
God. I see exactly what happened here. What happened here is for the audience to gain context of why Stats asking this question. The Bulls are down 9 points. The Bulls are down 9 points. And what quarter is this? The
second quarter.
What quarter is it? Second quarter, they're down 9. They get a steal. It's Andre Drummond on the fast break with homeboy. He tries to throw it off the backboard to Andre Drummond.
No, those he was throwing high. It off the back for himself. And this nigga jumped on his back. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I get this steal, Killer,
and I go like this. You know, I'm throwing it off the backboard and catching myself. And some wild nigga just run behind you and just try to dunk the ball over your head. Like, what?
So even worse... Even worse, now that you explained it like that, it's different scenarios. First of all, it's two scenarios. You can't get, if Andre Drummond is trailing.
No, but he's behind him, Killer. It's like he's right here.
I'm looking at the video.
He's right here behind him. And he take off and it's like, you see I'm trying to get the ball myself and he just come over his head. And both of us missed.
No, what I'm saying is this is what I'm trying to tell you. I'm looking at the video, and now that you explain that to me, I see what you're talking about. What I'm saying is this. If Andre Drummond is trailing, and you look and you throw it off the backboard, as a big man, you're thinking, okay, he about to throw it off the backboard to me. Because when do you throw it off the backboard to yourself down 9? In the second quarter to try and show him. You don't do that in the second quarter, down 9 points. Throw it off the backboard to yourself. First of all, you don't throw it off the backboard to Andre Jordan.
No.
You don't throw it to yourself.
He threw it off the backboard from the foul line. That's the problem, Killer.
No, you're missing my point.
He's one foot inside
What I'm saying is, I get your point, but you're missing my point. What I'm saying is this. I understand what you're saying. Regardless, you shouldn't be doing that, whether it's to yourself, Andre Drummond, or anywhere else. You shouldn't be looking like you're throwing it off the backboard down 9 points. Just my opinion. Secondly, that's A. Secondly, I get back to your point. You throwing it off the backboard to yourself. Now some big nigga just coming anywhere. Like, yo, what are you doing, bro? Yo, I'm trying to throw it to myself. That's number two. That's your point. Thirdly, from Andre Drummond's point of view, it's when you see a nigga throwing it off the backboard, so you like, it gotta be for me. He see me trailing, but it wasn't for him. But in Andre Drummond's eyes, I can't fault him. That's what I'm saying. I'm looking like, okay, we about to make a movie. Fuck it. He throwing it off the glass. He trying to make a movie for himself down 9 points. I think the whole scenario is stupid. I don't put no fault on Andre Drummond for that. I know what Mace is saying. I'm not disagreeing with Mace, what Mace is saying. But you don't do that down 9. My whole thing would be.
No, I agree with you on all 3 points because he took one step inside the three and threw it off the backboard like he's. Like he's Skywalker or something, yo. He was too far from the jump. He was gonna miss the dunk anyway. That's why Drummond probably came and said, you know what? I'm gonna help him out because he's too far from the basket to be throwing it off the backboard. But I thought it was an unwritten rule that if I get the steal, I should get the layup. What do you think about that?
I just definitely didn't think he was going to throw it to himself because that just didn't make sense. So
that's what I'm saying.
Like, why would you do that?
That's exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. And I don't know about that unwritten rule because I done seen plenty of fast breaks where a nigga trailing and niggas get crazy. Yeah. One of my favorite is when Jamal Crawford get the fast break, throw it between his legs off the backboard for Blake Griffin. Like, when you get that fast break and you see a nigga who could dunk behind you, you usually be like, let's make the movie. But yeah. I get homeboy too because homeboy like, yo, Andre, you ain't one of them. You ain't one of them. You ain't one of them catch it off the fast break ass niggas. That ain't your thing. This was about to be my movie. I'm trying to go on SportsCenter Top 10. So I listen, all three scenarios that I laid out, I'm not mad at none of them. I'm just mad at homeboy. I'm not mad at Andre Drummond. I'm mad at the nigga for doing that in that scenario.
Yeah.
Because you're confusing.
And he hurt himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
He fell. I was waiting to make sure he was not hurt. You know, that's a rule. If you fall, we gotta wait, make sure you're not hurt. After we know you're not hurt, we can laugh.
It's like the slow get up, just all of it. It's like, why did y'all do that?
That's your murder. That's a Tim Gittins, Dwayne Jordan shit right there, man.
Yeah, that's like some doing shit too much.
Yeah, that's some shit. Tell me what it did. Tim Gittins, headache. Yo, you see me throwing it to myself. Yo, we down 7 versus King. What are you talking about? Why would you do that right now?
And he threw it from the 3-point line. Like, what was he thinking?
Yeah.
Okay, so granted that the Bulls did lose 128-117, if you guys were the coach, what would you tell both of the players?
Now that's a suspension. That's a 1-game suspension right there. No, I'm saying this, Adam Silver wouldn't do anything about this. If I was the coach, I probably would. It definitely gonna be some reprimanding behind that. I don't know. They probably have to run some more 16. I keep looking at it
because both these niggas is on the floor. I keep laughing because I keep looking at the shit.
Yeah, and you almost injured 2 players with that move, which makes it a poor decision.
This is crazy looking at this.
This is what happened when niggas wear them Grinches. Every time a nigga wear them Grinches, they think they Kobe on Christmas Day. That's probably what he was thinking. If you look at his sneakers, he got the Grinches on. You know, He had the Grinches on. You know, that's when Kobe went crazy. You had them Grinches on, you got to go crazy. So I know that's what he was thinking. Yeah,
Andre Drummond hurt his shit on the following play, down court playing defense. He ain't even hurt his shit. Homeboy got fucked up on the play. Andre Drummond hurt himself on the following play. Look, 2-game suspension with 2 games left in the season, that's fine.
Yeah. You know how it used to be, killer? Nigga get some Jordans on. Nigga think he Mike today.
Yeah, man.
Nigga had them Grinches on. Blame it on the Kobe's, you know? I think it's some truth to that. Every time I wear my Yeezys, I say something wild. I got them on. I thought about this statement I made about the ladies. I got these Yeezys on. Blame it on my Yeezys.
Disclaimer. Yeah, I'm looking at the standings, and the Bulls are in the play-in no matter what in the 9th or 10th seed. So winning or losing this game didn't really matter as far as their playoff contention. It's they're in the 9th seed no matter what, or the 10th seed, which means they're in the playoffs. That victory wasn't going to get them seed up or seed down. So I think they just need to focus in and get ready for the play-in because they could potentially be in the playoffs. But as far as me reprimanding, it would be like, yo, this is how we going into the play-in, y'all. This is what we doing.
Yeah.
What the fuck are y'all doing? Like, yo, we have an opportunity to make the playoffs still. So that's how I would handle it. But you still, you know, if this was the middle season, yeah, it would definitely be team precautions and hazard pay or suspensions, but this isn't the right time to be pulling that type shit. Not saying with the coach, I'm talking about with the players, though. We are potentially one game, two wins from being in the playoffs and one loss from being out in the next few days. I think we need to zero in, and this doesn't look like they zeroed in.
Yeah.
They're zeroing in, I should say.
When I saw this, I thought about our high school coach, what he would have said.
Oh, what? Nah. Nigga would have got snuffed at halftime.
He
would have
went like this with his glasses. Here you go. Now, if he break his wrist, and he ends up with a bruised spine, now two of y'all are out, right? Ball. We would have to sit at half court for 2 days behind it. Yo.
First of all, our coach would have been like, whoever told you was like that, first of all. We won't do that in practice.
You who, not like
who
that.
Who told you do not like that? Who told you was like that?
Our coach was so discouraging. You not like that. Your father was like that. Imagine niggas tell you your father wasn't like
oh,
that.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
since when the Browns start being like this? You wasn't like that, and your father wasn't like that. Niggas be standing there taking the disrespect.
And he would look around the room and ask niggas, is he like that?
Yeah, he'd say, him, is he like that?
No, everybody in this room know you not like that, bro.
We have to go, no, he's not like that.
Are you sure? You do one of these.
Yeah.
I ain't never seen a nigga do it.
You know he ain't really like that, Cam. You know he ain't like
yeah.
If you try to be neutral about it.
Yeah, if you try to be neutral.
Well, since he like that, 12 yeah, sprints. Go. Everybody on
yeah,
the
I
line.
I was just about to
since
say
he
that.
Like that.
Since everybody know he like that. Since nobody want to say nothing.
Y'all want to follow him. 12 sprints. Then niggas be like, nah, so nobody he ain't know. Like that. Nah, like he ain't that.
Like yeah, that. Yeah. He ain't like that. Yeah. Meanwhile,
yo, we had the worst coach sit, in the world. Yo. He was so
you
discouraging.
Sit there. When it, and meanwhile, while you sitting there and it's you, he talking about you got to eat it, pause. Yeah. You got to just sit there and try and defend yourself without talking. Imagine trying to defend yourself without talking.
Because any answer you give is going to lead to punishment.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, oh, he
no
liked
answer
that?
Again.
You going to follow him on that?
Yeah.
Follow him up the stairs now.
Yeah.
We're doing 20 flights now. Yo, yeah. Not be in the back like, nah, he not like shit. That. I didn't say he was like that. Cam them said he was like that.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's all I kept shit, thinking when he threw that ball off the backboard. Like, this is going to cost everybody. Right. We're not going to touch the ball, pause, for 2 weeks for this. Yo, we had practices with no basketball.
Yeah, that's a fact. Since y'all don't know how to move the basketball. We'll practice without it.
Yeah. Are you in your zone? Yeah, I'm in my zone.
Nigga don't know where the ball at. Why you ain't rotating? Nigga don't know where the ball at. The ball's over here. It's no ball.
They said, give me the ball. Give me the ball. I told you the ball. Nobody know where the ball shit. At. Where's the ball at, Mace? Where's the ball at?
I got the ball. Why you
over
there?
On the baseline. He said, I got the ball. I got the ball. Where should you be at? Yo, that thing was hilarious. Oh, man. All that over that dunk.
No, because it was so funny. Like, I don't even comment under sports highlights and stuff like that, but I commented under that one because I was dying. It was so funny. But see that y'all can relate. So, okay. So, last one before we wrap. LeBron was speaking about Steph Curry, and he said, guarding Steph is uncomfortable. He said, the ball is not the problem with Steph. He's the problem. Steph is most dangerous when he doesn't have the ball. It's not many guys in our league that's most dangerous without the ball. And then he said, even though guarding Steph is uncomfortable, guys in the league aren't used to being uncomfortable. That's why Steph and the Golden State will always be relevant because they play an uncomfortable style of play. What do you guys take away from what LeBron had to say?
I think that was a monumental statement by LeBron, but it speaks to how well he moves without the ball. And I can only remember one other player that was like that you really feared them even touching the ball, and that was Reggie Miller. He would run similar, but I don't even think Reggie ran as much as Steph run. I think Steph runs a little bit more than Reggie. So that was some high praise coming from LeBron, and I think it's merited, though. I think as dangerous as he is, with the ball, he is just as dangerous because you got to follow him everywhere because he can hit a shot from anywhere. Before, the shots that Stephen Curry is making, people used to be like this. Go ahead and shoot it. Go ahead and shoot it like Caitlin did.
Right.
But you can't do that with him because he can hit the shot. So everywhere he runs, you have to mirror him. What do you think, Caitlin?
Yeah, I think that's a great assessment by LeBron. And, yeah, you got to think about this. This is very annoying for a defender to chase a nigga all game because he's running through screens. I seen one when they did the do-si-do. They put the arm around each other and spun off each other on a loop. The way that they get Steph Curry open with Steve Kerr and his team draws up is amazing. because it's not traditional guard, and you really have to chase a nigga all game in a half court set, and it's annoying. It's probably super duper annoying because you sit there, you're chilling. He could be chilling. Then the next thing you know, off and you running into two picks. So now he got a 3 second gap on you because you done been hit with two picks. Because 1 minute he's standing still, then now he just takes off and runs baseline. Yeah. Comes up through the foul line, pause, and then now you got to go. All he needed is a 3 second gap. And if you don't switch off, you just saw Steph Curry Allen, and now you're looking crazy. So I think that was a great assessment about by LeBron. The only other person that comes to mind, Mace, thinking of players, is that would, I would say, is not as much as Steph, but would be right behind Steph, is Rip Hamilton. Yeah, he had the same game. Keep running off screens, running off screens, running all around. It becomes annoying. And he doesn't shoot his stuff good as Steph Curry. But I can imagine that job is just annoying to chase a nigga all game around. Because if you're a traditional point guard and you're ready to guard the point guard when the game starts, and he's not doing traditional point guard shit, and now your assignment on defense is just chasing niggas, you're not in a defensive stand, you know, legs bent, paws, arms out. This isn't traditional guard in a point guard. This is more like May said, mirroring him and chasing him around. So that can be frustrating. And not only frustrating, you got to have a stamina for that shit. Because it isn't traditional guard. And you're literally in a half-court set chasing him. So I think from LeBron and May, those were two great assessments.
Yeah, and another thing to go along with what Killer just said is that most people that you're chasing – off of picks can only shoot well from certain areas.
Right.
What makes this a nightmare is because Steph hits from everywhere.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you got to take all the screens serious.
Right.
But some players, they get around there, you just let them go because he shoots better from the perimeter. Some people shoot better from the baseline, and Steph just can hit that shot from anywhere.
Hey, y'all. Well, that's all the time that we have for today. Thanks for watching. And as always, it is what it is.
Two Big Macs, like when they doing them 2 for 5.